Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with the plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And everybody's been talking about Joe Biden's speech, his State of the COVID Union, one-year anniversary celebration of when COVID first hit. And if you want to see it for yourself, it's on YouTube. You go to the White House's official YouTube channel, and right now it has 781 thumbs up, which sounds like it might be a lot. But there are 9,300 thumbs down, which is odd because Joe Biden is supposed to be the most popular president that we've ever had by a wide margin. I mean, when you beat Obama by, like, I think 10 million votes, that's doing pretty good. But before I get to that sideshow, let me go over a couple of things here. First, I just was trying to find some videos on Biden, and I came across Biden delivers remarks on International Women's Day. And I didn't watch any of the speech because I don't care about Biden or Women's Day. But an interesting moment occurred. After Kamala Harris was done speaking, Biden took a step to take the microphone, and this guy runs up, wipes down the podium, doesn't touch the microphones, which is where the breath is ejected and where you would think that the germs would reside, and then runs off. And it's just kind of funny the extreme measures they're taking against COVID, this fight against COVID, or as Biden said in his speech, the war footing. So the first thing I want to do is open up the show by railing against the unfairness of the media, because Joe Biden gets on air and he clearly says the N-word. Now, what's funny is that if you go on Snopes and you type in, did Joe Biden say the N-word on, you know, on C-SPAN or something? First of all, they say no. That's a lie. Because even if you don't count this last one that he did clearly say it once, albeit he was quoting someone else when he said it. But he clearly did say the N-word. And that's, I think you can still find that up on YouTube. Now, this latest incident, I say that it's unfair of the media because, well, first of all, like I said, Snopes says that he conflated two words together, which is possible, but the problem is the amount of pause he used between these two words. I really get the impression that he was doing a Super Troopers thing. So in the movie Super Troopers, I know I'm skipping around here, but bear with me. In the movie Super Troopers, there's a guy who has dared to say the word meow as many times as possible. And buddy, if you didn't know better and you watched this speech, you would swear that Joe Biden promised somebody that he can say the N-word in front of all these cameras and get away with it. And he definitely did. Now, despite the fact that you can listen to it and you can hear it, and despite the fact that YouTube's own algorithm translates it into the N-word, Snopes says that it didn't happen. Well, all right, but except it did happen. So you can find this for yourself. Just get on a search engine that isn't owned by Google and write Joe Biden says N space word, and it'll come up. But anyway, here, Joe Biden says, I'm eager to hear, and then he has a space, a pause, and then inexplicably drops the M, puts in the N, and then still says what sounds like eager, but he says them together, all right? So you can see how this would be a problem. Well, you know, sportscasters have done this, and they've been forced to apologize, and the media went on a week or two-week-long binge talking about how terrible they were and how rampant racism is. But I haven't heard this yet in the general media, and I just wanted to point out the clear double standard. And I know you already know about it, and everybody knows about it. Even the people that pretend there isn't a double standard, they still know about it because they've got to do backflips and jump through hoops, and there's no way you can go through that amount of mental exercise and not realize that you're trying hard. I mean, the same way that you can't, like, go through a set of monkey bars and jump up and down on a trampoline and do flips and, you know, work a trapeze set and then come off of it and then you don't realize that you did anything difficult. There is also no way that Joe Biden's defenders can go through the contortions and mental gymnastics that they've got to go through to defend him and not realize that they're also doing something difficult. So everybody knows the game that's being played here. But, you know, sometimes we have to remind ourselves so that we don't fall prey to the gaslighting that happens sometimes. And speaking of gaslighting, why don't we go ahead and get to Joe Biden's latest speech, his massively thumbs down speech. You know, when you're on YouTube and there's a lot of thumbs down on something compared to the thumbs up, it kind of looks like a lightsaber. Well, this isn't even a lightsaber. This is like a, I don't know, like a glow stick or something. It's terrible. It's like he's got so many thumbs down on this. You've got to almost squint to see the thumbs up. Although, when I looked at this video earlier, I could have sworn that there were only 77 thumbs up. But that might have just been a trick of the light. I don't know. But maybe Biden supporters are streaming in there. And we might get all, you know, a couple dozen of them to boost that number up a little bit more and get him that lightsaber yet. All right, so I guess I'll start with the parts of the speech that annoyed me the most, and then I'll go to the other parts that annoyed me almost as much, and that way I get to the things that I want to get to in case I go off on a rant or something, which might happen. All right, let's listen to this thing. First off, I want to say that to a normie, to a regular person that doesn't follow politics and doesn't even like to think about it, really, I think this is a very effective speech because he talked about the pain that people went through and said, basically, I'm going to fix it. Of course, he doesn't mention that his party is causing the pain. Now, he didn't mention that his party is the one that caused the pain, and he did mention, however, that if you don't do what he says, more pain is going to be coming your way. So, I mean, there is that, but let's listen to Joe now.
I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity. And to help your family, your friends, your neighbors get vaccinated as well. Because here's the point. If we do all this, if we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends we'll be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout and a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for allowing my family and friends to get together, only for small gatherings, of course. But thank you for allowing us the pleasure of being able to see and connect with other people. Thank you so much, Joe. Your administration has really brought light into our lives. Because of you and your magic vaccination, which seems to have the same mortality rate as the virus itself, we can now do the things that we want to do. What an inane, nasty framing that we get from Joe Biden. In fact, I'm going to play that clip again in case you're too busy coughing after spitting out your water from listening to it. So here's Joe Biden, and I'm going to play just that little clip.
Because here's the point. If we do all this, if we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends we'll be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout and a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day.
What a clown. Can you believe this sentiment? So if we're good little boys and girls, we might be able to get together and celebrate Independence Day unless the government doesn't let us. Is that ironic? Independence Day? Independence from what? Oh, man. You know what's funny is that I'm pissed and I live in Florida. Could you imagine if I lived in one of these other places around the country that are still shut down? Oh, man, I would be livid. But like I said before, you know, if Joe Biden gets in, the liberals still lose because they elected somebody who's as bad as they pretended that Trump was. They call Trump a dictator, and Joe Biden is saying that you might be able to have Independence Day? What the hell are we doing, huh? Now, he does have a little more to say about our possible independence on Independence Day. Here it is.
From over, as I told the woman in Pennsylvania, I'll tell you the truth. A July 4th with your loved ones is the goal. But a goal, a lot can happen.
That's right. You heard it straight from the horse's mouth, folks. Straight from Joe Biden himself. And I quote, but a goal, a lot can happen. you know, a lot of times people make fun of Joe Biden for messing up his words. And it's funny to do that, right? I mean, I'm doing it right now. But a goals, a lot can happen. But, I mean, I don't think that that's the reason he shouldn't be president, right? And, I mean, you can cite his mental decline, and that's fine. But you're not going to convert people over like that, especially if they think you're making fun of Joe Biden. So look at that mess up. See? I guess I can't be president now. But you can't keep harping on that, because that's not going to convince people who are on the other side. You have to convince people by pointing out Joe Biden is bad with principles and he's bad with policy. You can't just make fun of the guy. Although I will admit, that is a lot of fun too. But if you're trying to win people over, you got to do more than that. All right, so I'll play that clip again. Here it is.
From over, as I told the woman in Pennsylvania, I'll tell you the truth. A July 4th with your loved ones is the goal. But a goal, a lot can happen.
Right, so that's his out. So even if you do everything that the man tells you to do, oh, we might not still have it. It depends on whether or not they feel that they can milk this a little bit more. You know, do you realize that I see people with double and sometimes triple masks? I hear that some people are having to sign at work that they have to wear double masks and a face shield. I'm telling you, man, people just like to tell other people what to do, and they just are enjoying seeing what they can get away with. You know, the politicians, they go out, they do whatever they want. You know, we're always catching them just lollygagging around with no mask. Look at, he's not a politician, but Chris Cuomo, and now he says he's not going to cover his brother, and, all right, let's handle one dummy at a time. You heard Joe Biden mention that, as I told the woman from Pennsylvania, let's jump to that part of this speech and hear his story about the woman in Pennsylvania.
Last summer, I was in Philadelphia and I met a small business owner, a woman. I asked her, I said, what do you need most? I'll never forget what she said to me. She said, looking me in the eye, she said, I just want the truth. The truth. Just tell me the truth. Think of that. My fellow Americans, you're owed nothing less than the truth. And for all of you asking when things will get back to normal, here is the truth. The only way to get our lives back, to get our economy back on track, is to beat the virus. You've been hearing me say that for while I was running, and the last 50 days I've been president.
All right, so you hear him say, clear as a bell, that the only way that things can go back to normal is if we beat the virus. Then you heard him say later on the speech, the first clip I played actually came second. You heard him say that we might not even be able to get together in July. So, you know, I don't know how you can wipe out the common cold. And I don't know how you can beat this virus, right? I mean, once we have a virus, does it ever go away? I mean, maybe. There's probably viruses that are constantly coming in and out of extinction, right? But I don't see this going away in our lifetimes. I think it's going to be just like another virus that we've got to live with. And there are probably millions of them. Oh, actually, I'm vastly underestimating that number. Inside of our body right now are trillions of viruses. Trillions, yeah. So I don't care if you put on your war pants or whatever you call them. Oh, I didn't play that clip yet for you guys either, but I will in a second. But I just want to make clear what this man is doing here, and I hope you can hear it and understand it for yourself, too. He's setting up an impossible goal so that they can make you do whatever they want you to do. They can make you take any vaccine or wear any mask or quarantine for an indefinite amount of time or put anyone away into a facility anytime they want to. All with the excuse of the coronavirus. Because of the coronavirus, we couldn't have people watching from less than 6 feet away. If we had any people watching at all because of the coronavirus, right? We couldn't vote like we normally do because of the coronavirus. We had to go through the whole vote by mail scam, which they pretended was the same thing as an absentee ballot. You know, sending out 6 or 7 ballots to somebody's house is completely different than somebody calling up and requesting a ballot. And the fact that they did that is shameful. And the fact that we put up with it is even more shameful. to think that the courts refuse to listen to the cases, and we're, after watching all of those hearings and seeing the blatant fraud that was being that was occurring, and then we don't do anything about it just because people don't like Trump? It's crazy. Of course, I know that the media did suppress a lot of that information, and heck, the things that I know most people actually don't know, the things that we know, the people that listen to this show, I think most people just don't realize it or understand it. I mean, when I talk to people and they say a certain fact and I say, well, actually, that's not true, and then I can prove it to them, they'll always say, you know, it's so great that you've got your facts. And I don't care about that. What I care about is the fact that you don't already know this stuff. And if the news media was doing their job, we would have such a greater understanding than we do already, and we wouldn't be so divided. It is driving me crazy when I watch the news do a story about, oh, how divided this country is, and, you know, Americans should just treat each other nicely, when they're the people who started it. It's like lying to somebody and they get mad at somebody else because of a lie you told them, and then you jump in and break up the fight. Hey, guys. We should be fighting. We're friends. All right, I'll play that clip again, then let it continue so you can hear his war footing quote.
The only way to get our lives back, to get our economy back on track, is to beat the virus. You've been hearing me say that for while I was running and the last 50 days I've been president. But this is one of the most complex operations we've ever undertaken as a nation in a long time. That's why I'm using every power I have as president of the United States to put us on a war footing to get the job done. Sounds like hyperbole, but I mean it, a war footing.
I don't know about hyperbole. It sounds like nonsense. Although maybe I should take Joe at his word. I mean, he's definitely on a war footing against Syria, isn't he? It looks like he's on a war footing against Iran, too. I thought Trump was supposed to be the warmonger, right? I thought he was supposed to be the one that we shouldn't give the buttons or the nuclear codes to. And then they asked to get the nuclear codes from Biden. So in case you didn't know, Nancy Pelosi and a bunch of the Democrats actually want to get the nuclear codes, and because they think that it should be in the hands of more than just Joe Biden himself. Maybe they're worried that Joe Biden might sell the codes to China, but they're not worried about compromising U.S. security. They're just mad that they wouldn't be able to do it first. I can't prove that. That's hyperbole. All right. So anyway, you heard Joe Biden say that things aren't going to go back to normal until we beat the virus. But you also heard him say that we might not beat the virus anytime soon. In fact, here's a little bit more of his speech to really kind of drive the point home.
We can't let our guard down. This fight is far from over. As I told the woman in Pennsylvania, I'll tell you the truth. A July 4th with your loved ones is the goal. But a goal, a lot can happen. Conditions can change. The scientists have made clear that things may get worse again as new variants of the virus spread. We've got work to do to ensure that everyone has confidence in the safety and effectiveness of all three vaccines.
Confidence and safety in all three vaccines. You know, it's funny, you can't express that you're not confident in the vaccines right now, although there was no problem before the election to say how there was no way that Trump could come out with a vaccine fast enough, and if he did, how unsafe it would be, and people like Kamala Harris going on air and saying, there's no way I'm going to be taking it. And then, you know, there was a little walk back to that where they said, well, I won't take it if Trump says to take it, but I'll take it if scientists say to take it. No, we know what you meant. And then, you know, to make these shows of it where you go on air and you take the vaccine and you take it with cameras rolling. Come on, man. That gives me less faith in it than if you didn't do that. Remember when Obama went to Flint, Michigan, and he was drinking the water? He was drinking the water there. But he didn't actually drink it, right? He, like, put it up to his lips and then put it back down. Yeah, not buying that. Not buying this. Now, I'm not saying that the vaccine is unsafe. I really have no idea. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. In fact, I know many people have taken the vaccine, and they're fine, and I don't know anybody who's taken it, and they're not fine. I'm just pointing out how it's funny that before the election, the vaccine is no good, and now the vaccine is good. In fact, there's a lot that Joe Biden's been taking credit for. And it's also funny how 3 years into the administration of Trump, they were still giving Obama credit for any good things that happened. But 60 days in, and Joe Biden gets credit for all the good things that have happened, and Trump gets none of it. And I'm running out of time, unfortunately, and I've got to hurry up and finish this thing. But it's the same old story, isn't it? You know, Donald Trump is bad no matter what, and they say that Joe Biden is good no matter what, defending themselves even against other progressives who are pointing out all the promises that they've broken. I mean, they say $2,000. You're going to get $2,000 if I'm elected first day, cut a check, $2,000, it's yours. They don't do it. Now they're touting $1,400 checks, and they're counting the $600 that was given out under Trump. Well, it was after that $600 already went out that they promised you $2,000, and then they renege, and they cut the $600 out of it, but they've got money to bomb Syria. But that's neither here nor there. Talking about the last quote that they just said, remember, the point of the whole thing, according to Joe Biden, is that things won't go back to normal until this virus is gone. And then you just heard him say that July is just a goal. But goals can, you know, are just that. They can be broken, right? Just like promises. So he says that because of the scientists saying that there are new variants coming out all the time, hey, we don't know what's going to happen. So here we are floating in limbo, doing whatever they tell us to do. Well, you can take the vaccine, but then we're going to get a bunch of guidelines. And I didn't play this part of the clip, but he went through bullet points. And one of them was that they're going to give us guidelines of things that we can and can't do even after we've gotten vaccinated. So it doesn't even matter if you got vaccinated. Things still aren't going to go back to normal, right? Because we still haven't beaten the virus. So all of this talk is just talk. This garbage with his war footing and his allowing us to get together in July. My advice is to ignore this dude and live the life that you want to, the way that you see fit. I mean, look, for most of you, you've lived on this planet long enough to see the same scam run over and over through many years, through many administrations. And even if you're not that old, hey, I'll tell you what, the kids today, people like to make fun of them and say they're stupid and stuff like that. But I didn't have access to the information that they've got access to. They can go on YouTube. They can go on Rumble. They can see this stuff for themselves. And in fact, they've got more time to do it. So just because someone's younger, I wouldn't say anything about their intelligence. I would try to point them into the right direction, though. And that's the same thing that we're trying to do here on this show as well. All right, guys, so it's time for me to wrap it up. Thanks for listening, as always, and we'll do it all again next time on the How to Kill an Hour Radio Show. I'm the Ed Man. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll do it all again next week. Have a good one. See ya.